Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005. That's 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005.
Hey everybody, this is longtime listener Michael from Minneapolis, wishing you a wonderful holiday season and an amazing new year. Don't forget to do yourself a favor and listen on the Into Tomorrow app often. Now, back to you, Dave.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. We're chatting with the CEO and founder of Bottle Rocket, Calvin Carter. Calvin, who do you think is this whole connected consumer, especially in this digital age we're living in now? How does this link with that whole connected lifestyle that we're certainly experiencing as well?
Sure. So connected lifestyle, if you think about, let's take apps and phones, because we do an enormous amount of work with iPhones, Android phones, and apps.
Yeah.
And a dozen years ago when these devices were first coming on into the market, it really was about hardware and software and apps and things like that. Now, it's how you do everything. So when you use a digital or technology-enabled means of doing things in your life, you are a connected customer. Mm-hmm. So whether it's how you bank, it's how you buy your airline tickets, it's how you board the plane because it's, the boarding pass is on the phone itself, it's how you order dinner, it's how you shop for your family, it's how you track your savings. It's kind of like how you do almost everything. And that it takes to the point of a lifestyle, not a technology, but a lifestyle. And so, but the interesting thing about connecting consumers when we talk to our clients is they usually say, oh, you mean millennials, right? And I pull out this great graph that I have that's a wonderful source of knowledge from Forrester and Salesforce and other places. And I say, well, okay, yes, millennials do over-index. In fact, I think it's about 75 or 80% of millennials will say that a company must have a good digital experience to keep their business. But then the Gen Xers is right around 65%. And then the baby boomers, the people you would think, oh, no, they're not going to care about that. They want to look someone in the eyes and, exchange cash and all this other stuff. Yeah. Almost half of baby boomers feel the exact same way. And I don't know any company in the world that can live without, on one side, 80% of their customers, on the other side, 40% of their customers.
Oh, of course. Oh, my God. And you certainly can't ignore them. And if you do, you obviously do it at your own peril.
Yes. Unfortunately, and I don't mean to, sound too, over the top, but the days are numbered and you start sliding down the other side of the adhesive life cycle of a business when you don't disrupt yourself to be able to meet the challenges of, it's not even a new world, it's our current world.
Yeah, true. Well, how does one business go about helping, having a company like yours at Bottle Rocket decide what really is their challenge? Because, of course, it's easy to simply say, as you alluded to earlier, well, we need more money. We need to make more money. Well, it's not just that. It certainly isn't that simple. So how does one determine what their challenges really are, or is that kind of what Bottle Rocket does for them?
Well, it is what we do for them, but we really do it with them. And the company, the brand, obviously has an enormous amount of information on who they are, what they stand for, their positioning in the market, the kinds of customers that they have attracted in the past, but it takes an outside eye. We like to call it outside voices or requisite variety. You have to have a diverse group, and that many times requires bringing in an outside, you know, a group like a bottle rocket to then really break apart the customer journey and then look for opportunities to reduce friction and increase delight. And again, we're always working with C-suite executives, they're always focused on how are we going to drive revenue. And I, you know, write on the whiteboard, simple drives enjoyment drives engagement drives revenue. I said, you've been looking at the wrong side. We have to look on the other side, the word simple. And if you focus on simple, you will get more revenue. If you focus on revenue, you probably won't get more revenue.
Yeah, it really does require them to be disruptive. I mean, back to the whole disruption idea, and maybe some of it is that older thinking. Well, it's what we've always done. It's how we've always done it. Those times are gone. We have to adapt. And if you don't, again, you're not going to be around long.
It's so true. And, you know, I don't want to come off, you know, that I don't empathize with how scary this is for business. Mm-hmm. And businesses are collections of people. And so really, it's the people inside the business that look at disruption, and it is terrifying. First off, humans don't really like change a lot. But you have to acclimate yourself to change to be able to go through disruption. The other side is that the people at the top of the organization are usually, this is painting with a broad brush.
Yeah, of course.
Are usually at a certain point in their personal careers that they might not benefit from the return that a disruption is going to create, because they might not be there for, you know, forever. Mm. And so the thinking and the control at the top of the organization is many times trying to say, like, well, can we get through the next few quarters? Can we get through the next few years? Maybe this will pass. Maybe I won't have to relearn, you know, what a consumer is. Maybe I won't have to make these sorts of investments. And it's that kind of paralysis, if you would, which is holding some companies back. And I'm not saying all companies do that. Some companies are really thinking about their new selves in the future. The ones I mentioned that, you know, spin off disruptive groups designed to do nothing but compete with the mothership.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, oh, yeah, very.
Yeah, that is a leader at the top of the organization making a resolute decision that this is the new world, and if we want to live in it, we have to act differently and think differently.
Well, Calvin, there is so much good information that we've learned here in these several minutes, and we appreciate you joining us. I can already tell we've got to get you back on again soon. There's much more to talk about. Calvin Carter is the CEO and founder of Bottle Rocket, and their website, BottleRocketStudios.com, not to be confused with the Into Tomorrow Studios, but you get the idea. We'll link you there as well, BottleRocketStudios.com. Calvin, thanks for spending a few minutes with us, and let's chat again soon.
Thanks. I enjoyed it very much.
My pleasure as well. IntoTomorrow.com, and we'll get you to Calvin's site, and you'll see what he and his team are up to, and visit BottleRocketStudios.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We'll continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.